This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We've got this segment and a little bit of the next. Katie Hopkins has joined us with huge breaking news out of Davos, the EU, Islamic invasion, all of it. I want to invite Gabe Hoffman back to come on the War Room, to come on David Knight Show, to come back with us Sunday maybe or next week to really plow into who these people are. And because he's got all the video, he's got all the documents. Maybe we should review the film here. A year plus after they tried to suppress it, 2 years ago? Correct me if I'm wrong. And then you got it out a year ago, and it went viral. And now the main target you're exposing, the person you use as the rabbit hole entry point, is in deep, deep trouble. Gabe Hoffman, you've got the floor of this segment, part of the next. What's the breaking news you want to impart to people?
Sure. So this is in The Atlantic, this is Pulitzer Prize-level journalism. Everyone needs to go and read this. This is two journalists who deserve the Pulitzer. They took almost a year. They traveled all the way around the world, Eastern Europe and other places. They talked with victims of Brian Singer. We gave them some leads. They followed other leads. Truly incredible stuff. Ronan Farrow won the Pulitzer in 2017 for exposing Harvey Weinstein. That's great. Guess what? The work that Max and Alex did here is even more devastating.
Why is the House of Cards falling now, pun intended?
It is falling now because victims are finally becoming brave enough to become survivors, go on the record, and talk. Just like the title says, Alex, you know, nobody will believe you. Well, that's what they all thought for so long. And you know, when you saw our film, you saw the brave young men who are the real heroes in our film, who didn't get paid a dime, who came forward, put their real face on camera, their name, everything. That inspired more victims. And now that's inspired even more victims. And we're going to see over the coming months, you know, November 1st, 2017, I have the clip. I'll get it to you guys. I was on with you, and I talked about Dan Schneider, the Hollywood producer, big showrunner, franchise guy for Nickelodeon. And I said, look out for Dan Schneider. Guess what? 5 months later, Dan Schneider fired from Nickelodeon. There's more to come on Dan Schneider. That's something I can go over in the future. Child sex abuse, very, very bad stuff. This is just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg.
I remember you saying all that. So please send the producers a clip. And whenever you name the time this week, next week, because we need to really, I don't want to just have you on and go, oh, look, you were right. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal. This has got to scare the hell out of the people in Hollywood. From your just deep research as a dead reckoning, why are people so obsessed with raping women, men, children? And what's the percentage? I've talked to a lot of folks in Hollywood, and they think, well, about 100% are into weird deviant stuff. And if they actually live in the city, a lot of people move out. And then, I mean, what percentages would you say are into pedophilia?
Well, out of the total child sex abuse in Hollywood, our research shows it's about 80-20. That is, 80% of the child sex abuse is upon young men, and 20% approximately is upon young women. We haven't heard much from young women. We did hear from Elijah Dushku, for example, back in January, how she came out and said that during the filming of True Lies, which was the big hit, of course, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tom Arnold many years ago, how there was a 12-year-old, she was 12 years old, the stunt coordinator had raped her, had sexually abused her. And what's amazing is this, the tolerance for deviant behavior in Hollywood, how she was called jailbait in front of everyone while she was getting, you know, put onto stunt gear and things like that by the stunt coordinator, and nobody did anything. Or just like this Atlantic piece exposes with Brian Singer, and this is really important, how on the set of Apt Pupil, you have Brad Renfro. And if you can pull this up for your viewers, the picture of Brad Renfro, this young Hollywood actor, and how young he looked. He was 14, 15 years old. And Brian Singer, the director, was going around, according to The Atlantic, on the set, and he was calling him his boyfriend in front of everybody. Great thing.
Oh, wow, we're going to come right back and finish up with what's coming next. We'll do a part two interview live with Gabe Hoffman very soon. It's an open secret.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Gabe Hoffman is a major hedge fund manager, one of the most successful out there, according to Barron's other publications. He learned about the whole pedophile networks of men, women, children, but mainly men and male children in Hollywood. He made an open secret. They tried to block the release of, they reached it free online, 6 million views just on one platform. And now you've got a major Atlantic Monthly article documenting how he was right, and this is going to be the whole next domino to fall. I want to invite him up next week whenever he chooses so we can really do the show proper for a TV show, not just radio, where we can show all the clips and the proof of the things he's talking about. But I know he was for real. I know a lot of these names have already been implicated, but he's been vindicated and validated in a big way right now. So that's pretty amazing. So we salute him and the filmmakers. And as he said, Alex French and Maximilian Potter over at The Atlantic. So in closing, the few minutes we have left, what else do you want to add and give people a preview of what's going to come up next week?
Well, sure. This is a major announcement that I'm going to make for the first time with you exclusively on InfoWars. And it's going to be out on other media very soon. That's this. I have been contacted by a couple of stars in Hollywood who have been sexually abused as children. They have signed non-disclosure agreements. They have gotten money from the studios to keep quiet. They have gotten money from their abusers to keep quiet. And I'm saying right here with you that based on California statute says that non-disclosure agreements do not apply to child sex abuse. And what I am willing to do, whether you are famous or you are not famous, whether you were somebody or never got a single line, if you're a child in Hollywood who got sexually abused as a minor and you got money, you signed an NDA, I believe it is not legally valid. And what I am willing to do is you come to me, I will put it in writing 100%. I have one of the biggest and best law firms in Los Angeles behind me. I am willing to 100% guarantee and pay for any and all legal costs because I know that these studios and these sexual abusers, there is no way they have a case and there is no way they would ever want to get into discovery with me if I am your shield.
Wow. And you're right, under California law, Texas law, NDAA is if you're giving people the secret to Coca-Cola or you're going to release when the movie's coming out or what the strategy is. It doesn't let you say, oh, you signed an NDAA, so we're going to rob a bank tomorrow, but you can't tell the police because you signed an NDAA. But they hoax these people to not understand that. So you're absolutely right. The fact that you're saying, though, they usually bully them, they target them, that you're going to back them and you're a wealthy person. I salute you, and they've got to be really, really scared right now because you've proven that you've ferreted these guys out, and as you said, this guy's domino number one. The big dominoes are about to fall.
there are a lot more where Bryan Singer came from, and I'm so glad to spend time with you on InfoWars, Alex. Again, the people really need to support what you're doing when you expose the child porn on Netflix, when you expose what they're doing with underage drag kids, when you expose things like these drag tots and these cartoons, these sexualized cartoons on children. You're doing something amazing. You're doing God's work, and the folks need to understand that the mainstream media does not do this. Sometimes they'll copy you once in a while, but they will never. These stories will never see the light of day.
Oh yeah, that's why it's so rare to have mainstream media even jump on this. But you have the proof. Gabe, let us know. We'll talk to you next week. God bless. Amazing job.
God bless. Thank you.
I am proud of InfoWars today. We had Robert Barnes, the lawyer for the Covington Catholic students that were demonized and lied about his filing suits, gave you exclusives, who he's going to sue. We just had Gabe Hoffman on, has been totally proven right in spades. You know, I knew about his film years ago. I knew about the connections. I knew about a lot of it being true. I knew he was a guy managing billions of dollars, so he wouldn't just do this for no reason. But now he's been proven right. It's all over the news. It's the next big Weinstein thing. You heard it here. So you're literally getting next year's, this is actually 2 years ago almost, it started here. You're getting the news of 2 years ago to early. It's amazing. So we're blown away right now. Now, joining us till about 45 after, it's one of my favorite guests. We wanted to get her to do some guest hosting with us, but she's a busy person over in the UK and with Fox News and so much more. Katie Hopkins, KT Hopkins, and so she's got Hopkins World. And I wanted to get her on about Brexit and the yellow vest and the explosion of Islamic rape gangs and just all of the insanity and Caracas on fire and what's happening here in America and all of it. So, Katie, good to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be back.
Good to see you. It's great having you here in Austin. So, what do you want to cover first? I threw a few topics out, but I bet you've got a bunch of others.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing people are always asking about is Brexit. Where is it? What's happening with it? Is it ever going to happen? And I think from a British perspective at the moment, you know, 17.4 million people voted for Brexit. We still don't have it. And the British Parliament, our members of Parliament are actively trying to prevent it happening. So democracy in the UK is in a pretty sorry state right now, and it looks like they're trying to stop no deal happening. But the rest of us that voted Brexit, we'd love to leave without a deal. Tell the EU to stick it. No, we're not paying you any money. No, we don't want to be tied to you. We're off. But sadly, that's not what our parliamentarians want. So it looks like we won't get Brexit as we envisaged it after all.
And again, people say, oh, you voted for it, but now you didn't get it. But it's the process of you never voted to enter the EU. It's dictatorial. Now you vote 2+ years ago to leave. They won't let you. I always predicted that in the end it would blow up in their face. And it looks like Theresa May and all their shenanigans and skullduggery isn't working. A, is that true? And then B, they voted just a few days ago, in fact, cue it up, to have an EU army that they always deny. And then Merkel and Macron got booed. And now, Davos has walls guarding them, but the United States can't. I mean, it seems like we can lose battles, but overall, I think we're winning the war.
Yeah, I feel the same way as you. So we're losing the battle. We're losing the battle for Brexit, for sure. Theresa May and others have been trying to thwart this process ever since we voted leave, and it's been horrible to watch. But in a way, Alex, there's a good news item to come out of this because I think it's really helped to wake people up. You know, people genuinely want to believe in democracy. I completely understand that. But this has really shown, it's really exemplified for the nation that actually democracy doesn't really exist. Actually, we're just being patted on the head, and the powerful and the establishment will always decide what's going to happen no matter what. And in a way, in terms of winning the war, absolutely. For so long, the people that supported Leave, people like myself, Brexiteers, warned about the EU army. We were told we were conspiracy theorists. We were told we were making things up, that an EU army was never going to happen. Of course, right now, Merkel and Macron, you know, cozying up together. Geert Wilders said it best when he just tweeted, losers. And I think that's exactly right. What I can see next is the German police going into France to help Macron with his yellow vest. And you'll notice, Alex, of course, the mainstream media aren't very keen to cover the yellow vest protests, which are building and growing week on week on week.
It's amazing. Let's get more into the yellow vest. We're like, what, 13, 14 weeks in? They shoot him with rubber bullets. They shoot him with real bullets. It doesn't back him down. Macron is just hanging on by his fingernails. Merkel's already been voted out of her party. She's still in office. And then here they are with a little crowd of 30 people waving EU flags. But even though the streets are blocked up miles, we'll play a clip when we come back, you can still hear the roar of boos. I mean, this is beautiful. So let me ask you, what would you call this moment for the EU?
I mean, this is crazy town because the idea of an EU army is ridiculous. It's something that, you know, even if you are a fan of the EU, I think you can see that it really infringes on our sovereignty. I think from a perspective, you know, many of our grandparents fought in the war against Germany. They didn't give up just because they happened to be sat next to Angela Merkel, which feels like Macron just sacrificed France at the altar of Merkel because I think he's genuinely scared because he knows he's lost control of his country. But what's glorious to see, and what, of course, the mainstream media aren't showing, are these yellow vest protesters. You know, they've been out week after week after week. It was Act 10 last weekend. They've done a great job. They've taken down all the speed cameras in France, have been destroyed. They are targeted in the way that they operate. They're effective. They're shutting various areas, and they say that movement's going to build. And like you say, despite being fired at with these rubber bullets, fired at with these tear gas rounds. Many of them have lost an eye or been quite, you know, gravely injured.
They're not giving up. Stay there. This is history happening. Stay there, Katie. Katie Hopkins. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've learned some information in the last few days, not from the White House, not from the Pentagon, not from the CIA, but from big companies out there about what really happened to us 7 months ago. And we've talked to some of the people at the highest levels where this went on, and they said, you weren't taken off YouTube. That was Facebook and Apple made the decision. Someone went in and deleted it all without us being authorized. And I was actually told this by some people the day it happened. They said, hey, this actually wasn't the people that head up Google. These companies are so big, so out of control. They have so many intelligence agencies in them. We don't know. That's the level of sabotage going on the left. And it's the same thing with Roku, and I'm going to leave it at that. We've confirmed that Roku said, no, First Amendment, we're not doing it. The director of Roku is a listener. And then it was just done. And then once it's done, how do you respond? How do you then back off of that? When the head of Roku said, no, it's free speech, we're not going to take him down, the, quote, Sandy Hook family lawyers came out and said, he's sending people to our houses right now. Help us, help us. Not a First Amendment issue, but a security issue. Didn't happen. And so, let me tell you, evil always strikes first. But then good takes time, but it comes back stronger. Katie Hopkins of Hopkins World, at KT Hopkins, amazing filmmaker. I want to get into something you've been talking about for a decade. You and Tommy Robinson really the sole people doing this. And now it's mainstream news. They've gone from denying no-go zones and grooming gangs to it's suddenly mainstream news. Half of major cities in Sweden off limits. There's no plumbers won't go in. Refrigerator repair people won't go in. FedEx won't go in. The DHL won't go in. And it's all being confirmed. So it's building towards a head. Even liberal countries are calling for walls now. Violent crime up 19% in England and Wales. What is going on here?
It's a craziness, Alex. And just referring back there to you being kind of taken off of platforms, censored from another platform. I think one of the things that's very striking today when you listen to the social media conversation is so many commentators saying, well, hold on a minute. Alex Jones was taken off these platforms because he was supposed to have done this or this. But when you see the Covington Catholic school being attacked and those boys being attacked, of course, the left wing are allowed to stay up when they've been attacking people. So I think people, like you say, are starting to see the hypocrisies playing out, people defending your corner, saying that this isn't fair, which is great to see people waking up. And as you say, I'm just back from Finland. Finland is kind of the unknown place. So everyone talks about Sweden, especially since Trump did. Finland doesn't get talked about. And as a result, the grooming gangs operating in Finland think that they are below the radar. I went there. I went nearly into the Arctic Circle in Oulu to talk about the grooming gangs, to make them talk about their problem. And they really still have their heads in the sand there. They're saying, well, maybe these these attacks aren't connected. You know, maybe it's not the fault of the men. Maybe it's some education programs we need for migrants. Well, no, they don't need education. They need deporting. We need deportation. If you come to our countries to attack our children, we need to be sending you home. So Finland, this place nearly in the Arctic Circle, is now a target for grooming gangs, majority Muslim grooming gangs. It's almost unbelievable. It's minus 25
degrees. Let me just interrupt, because I remember about a year ago, it was on YouTube for a while, it was a 20-minute video of in Sweden at one of these anti-racism events, liberal women went to, it was almost all Muslim men, and they've got her legs spread out, they're raping her, like 20 guys are lined up, and you look at the look on her face of pure horror while they're raping the hell out of her, and the police are 20 feet away doing nothing. That's so archetypal, and we aired it. You couldn't see penetration, but you see they were raping her. Stations complained and said, don't show that. Hey, we're showing something right now that's another woman being grabbed and raped. This is what they do. These liberal women go to these events and then get raped and can't believe it.
It's revolting, and having spent time in the no-go zones of Sweden, you know, the one thing the girls there, Swedish girls, are frightened of, actually, is not just the migrant men that they're being attacked by. They're frightened of the Swedish feminists, because the Swedish feminists are operating against them. The Swedish feminists made it so they're not allowed to spray pepper spray in Sweden to defend themselves in case they spray the wrong attacker. That's the madness that we're now suffering from in Western Europe, and it shows no sign of stopping soon.
So what is the end game? Because I've seen European courts, the headlines, rule, Muslim man raped a nine-year-old, it's his religion, it's okay. So they're and teaching German schoolgirls in after-school videos that get your Muslim man, it's good to get married at 14, wear your hijab. I mean, clearly they're trying to get people to go to Islam. What is the end game of this?
Well, frighteningly enough, you know, and it's always my message to Americans, to your good audience, is do not become like us. Do not let yourself fall as we have fallen. Tomorrow, I go to a town in the UK that is 98% Muslim. Out of 4,500 residents, there are only 48 white Brits left. And by 2035, in four of our major cities, Muslim births outnumber white Christian births. And I think that's a terrifying thing. You know, we are far down that road, and what you're seeing is an exodus of people looking for a new place to live. Jews returning to Israel from France, and also now Brits looking towards Hungary and Poland as they search for a new place to call home.
A lot of Germans are moving to Russia. And again, if the people came in and assimilated, so what if our skin gets browner? The thing is, they don't assimilate, and they go, you're allowed to rape and kill us. It's like they're above the law.
That's exactly right. It's no one's coming here to like be part of our culture. In fact, they specifically talk about the fact they need to keep themselves separate from Western culture because they don't agree with it. When I was in Finland, there was a teacher in the mosque at that time. They had a lollipop. One lollipop was uncovered and covered in flies. One lollipop was covered up in its wrapping. And that was the message from the imam, is that uncovered women, Finnish women, European women are dirty. Therefore, anybody can use
fair
them.
Game.
That's been taught in mosques.
And that's the whole Islamic thing, is everything in Islam is the house of Islam, without is the house of war. So they can deal drugs, pedophilia. I mean, it's a great system. You know, your mom and your sister are at home wearing burqas, you can go out and rape five-year-olds if you want.
There's a sense that we're dirty, you know, we get called white trash, white, well, worse than that. And because we are uncovered, we're fair game or easy meat. And therefore, it's acceptable for Muslim men to be raping our children because we put ourselves out there uncovered.
But they sure as hell fight to get into our evil, dirty countries.
For sure. And it's one of my big questions. It remains my big question. If Islam is so fantastic, why do you always come to Christian lands? Why don't you stay in countries that have Islam as their religion? Why do you always come to our countries? It's really frustrating to me that we give up so easily as well. We spend far too little time defending our culture, far too much time tiptoeing around the cultures and the problems of others. I think we need to be much stronger, and it's why I support Trump with his closing down of everything. I love it.
Well, absolutely. And let's say it again. What, Pakistanis are less than 0.5%, God love them, in England, and they're 37% of the deformities. Don't marry your sister, damn it. And just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Good God. We'll be right back with Katie Hobbins to get into what she thinks is coming next, what she thinks Trump should do, and so much more. What she thinks of the Catholic schoolboys being demonized and attacked and how that's backfired straight ahead. She's with Hobbins World. I'm with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake,
A tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bit me, heavens why. You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We had a pretty powerful interview starting about 2 hours ago, or more than 2 hours ago, when the lawyer for the children who were demonized and lied about just Saturday, just 5 days ago, and it captured the world's attention because it was all rigged, it was all a setup, and the media kept going with it. Now it's blown up in their face, but the lawyers announced who they're going to sue. That incredible video will be posted soon to InfoWars.com. I thought folks might want to know who the families announced they are officially suing. But, hey, we're just InfoWars, you know. Kind of like our news is like, you know, flying saucers can land in our parking lot. We go, well, we're just our parking lot, you know, what the hell. But that's all going to be coming up. Katie Hobbins, the time we have left in this one segment, you're a smart cookie, a great investigative journalist. Where do you see Trump going? What else do you see on the radar screen? How would you describe this point that we're in the world right now?
Yes. Well, first up, Alex, you know, not everybody disregards InfoWars at all. You know, I'm part of your support club. I'm part of your reminding that you do a good job. Last time I was with you, I sat and told you your staff love you because you're a loyal man and you believe in what you say. So don't knock yourself too much because you've got a great deal of support out there. Second up, you will find out that you are on the right side of history. So whilst we might get demonized right now, I might be arrested, I might be fined, I might be threatened, I might be beheaded, we will be on the right side of history, and that's a glorious thing. As for Trump and the wall, I love it. The more he keeps this going, fantastic. State of emergency, bring it on. Do not give in to Nancy Pelosi, A, because she has dreadful teeth, and I'm saying that as a British person, and we have the worst teeth on the planet. But B, because I think the wall matters, because we live in a country that's already fallen, Western Europe has fallen, you have this one chance in history to defend your nation. And it doesn't matter if it takes 50 weeks. It doesn't matter. This is worth fighting for. So I'm with Trump all the way. I would say as well, if you're a furloughed worker, not wishing to be unkind, but do we really need you? Like, are you really vital or are you just a bit surplus to requirements? Can't quite work that one out. But I think Trump's doing a great thing, and I so hope he digs in. I so hope he doesn't cave to Nancy Pelosi.
Well, my issue is he's already compromised on stuff he said he would if he'd been here for many years and you can prove you're not a criminal. He already said that 3 years ago when he was running. They're not going to compromise on anything because they want to shut the economy down to kill his presidency. So if he just declared the emergency that's in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, he has the funding and just checkmated him all the way around, just built the damn wall without their funding, that would be true leadership. So I get they're in the wrong with the shutdown. I get they're not compromising. I get they're saying Trump's down winning the shutdown. But why not bypass the whole fake contest and declare the damn emergency?
Yes, of course. And I think that's where this needs to move to. I think he now needs to move to declaring the state of emergency, take the cash, build the wall, deal with the arguments later. Everyone will get over it. You cannot but look at the examples of my country, of Western Europe, and see the mess we're in and not believe Trump is on the right side. Of course, Democrats want all of that lot in. They want half of Mexico in because those are the ones that will vote for them. You know, that's never been a good way to make political decisions. So I stand with Trump. And like so many of the other leaders we have that are fabulous, like Salvini, like the AfD in Germany, they just get misrepresented and underrepresented in the press. I think the amount of support out there for populist leaders has never been greater. I think these are exciting times to be on our side of the bench.
I would describe it like this, Katie. The globalists and the corrupt corporate forces that want us to be socialized so we're under their control while they're tax-exempt offshore, fabulously rich, but teaching us that we're middle class, we're bad. They were kind of asleep and arrogant. And now that Trump and Brexit before that and what's happened in Brazil and everywhere else and Italy is scaring them, now they're mobilizing, attacking, but good old-fashioned bullying may have a little bit of an effect up front, but it's going to trigger really systemic, stiff upper lip. And I go back to the British example. Hitler was only bombing military targets, and the British were 90% against war because they'd lost millions of people in World War I. As soon as Hitler went, I'll intimidate them and I'll bomb civilian targets, it went 90% for the war and lines of people ready to kill. And so the globalists, I think, have a blind spot. They think messing with us and intimidating us and going after kids is going to make us roll over because I guess that's how they are. Instead, it makes us go into war mode.
I think you're right, and I think the yellow vest that you're showing there, the gilet jaune in Paris, has really shown that. That's the reason Macron has gone running under Merkel's wing, because he's scared. He knows he's under threat. He knows that this lot are not going to stop until he is out of office. And I think that increasing sense that the people only can go push so far before they fight back. I just love what the French are doing. I wish the Brits would do the same if we don't get our Brexit. My fear is that the British will have that whole British polite thing and have a cup of tea and feel better about themselves instead. I love what the French are doing. I'm dying to see the day that Macron gets taken down. I can't stand that little boy, and I can't stand Merkel either. She could murder both of her parents in the night, still turn up to the European court in a jumpsuit, ready for business the next day. Weird woman.
Well, if people think about France and say they're a bunch of wimps, no, they had Napoleon, and they had all the wars with the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the British. They were one of the most warlike empires ever, but they killed most of their men over and over again. Mothers and others got sick of war and told their sons don't be involved in it. And it's the same thing with England. You know, some of the biggest wars ever, but not some of the biggest, all the biggest ones, people fundamentally become against war, and I get that. But then when you're occupied domestically by a political enemy, then you're like, well, let's not have a war. No, this is the real war politically you've got to have. And like you said, you think of the French as these big wimps, even though historically they weren't, just the last 80 years or so. Finally, when they get angry and stand up, I think finally when the UK gets angry and stands up, it's not a bunch of Islamists burning stuff, you know, people's cars, when it's targeted Brits burning Islamic areas, which I'm not calling for. I think once the veneer of civilization peels off, that's why you see all the imperial conditioning of Brits and others to be passive, because the system fears them. But I think those old instincts are going to flare back if the political system doesn't back off. And I think they sowed the seeds of quite frankly, I don't want to call it fascism, but a very vicious populism that could become quite dangerous.
I agree with you entirely, and I think it's that sort of sense that people have woken up. So we saw the kind of global compact on migration happening and them all signing that to say that everybody could move wherever they liked, and we didn't really like that much. Then we saw the EU army being talked about. It's this supranational organisation that makes us kind of prick up our ears and think, hold on a minute, we're really losing control here of what matters to us.
That's right. And you're saying, I didn't vote to be in this, and they're preparing for war with everyone. Katie Hopkins, Hopkins World, you are amazing. Twitter, at KT Hopkins. Please join us again soon. I can't wait to work with you. We salute you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with other breaking news. Stay with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Gentlemen, I'm fighting as hard as I can. And like a race car driver that sometimes overrides the engine, sometimes I get out of control and I apologize to the listeners, the audience, the crew. Because earlier, during the last break, I said, where's the article? First hour, we have the lawyer for the Covington Catholic school kids on. He announces who they're planning to sue. That's giant breaking news. This guy's a high-powered lawyer. I'd even forgotten who he was. So I got pissed during the break, because a lot of folks are at lunch right now. People, you know, kind of get here at about 9, they go to lunch about 1. And I'm kind of running up down the hall saying, where's the article? Well, it's on InfoWars.com. Let's put it up. And it's got the exclusive video right there. So good. I'm glad the crew got it done. Great job. Covington kid's lawyer announces who they're going to sue for defamation. Find out which media personalities will be held accountable for their conspiracy to demonize the American people. Go ahead and scroll down there, and you can see in the article the exclusive video. We have our own video system, our own platform. We have it posted to YouTube as well. They'll probably say it violates community standards to have a lawyer represent kids being called Nazis standing up for them. Covington kid's lawyer announces who they're going to sue for defamation. That is big medicine. That's big wampum. That's big chief right there. So everybody from chief political attention seeker to the New York Times, the Washington Post, to all these other turd blossoms that have been going around saying, attack these kids, get ready, because you've been told to fill your hand. This Mike Rappaport and other people and their bizarre, hate-filled accusation of racism and sex with children discussion. I don't know what's wrong with Hollywood people, their obsession with children, but you know, that's breaking everywhere. So that's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on NewsWars.com. And if you want to fire a heat-seeking missile of truth at them, you will go to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, and you will get that article right now on the front page, and you will retweet it, you will Facebook it, you will YouTube it, you will send it to your email list, you will text message it to people to bypass the censors, because Covington kid's lawyer announces who they're going to sue for defamation. Let's scroll down a little bit, because I think that's probably a large part of the interview. Do me a favor, click on the video, please, and click on that video for me, and click on the top. So it's a 12-minute deal. It's part of a couple segments. He was on for basically an hour. We're going to put the whole interview up under that. Dynamite. This guy's got it. I'd forgotten he represented Ralph Nader. He represented Wesley Snipes. He represented Pat Buchanan. Yeah. He represents all the independent groups. He's a great patriot. And we're so excited to have that interview with Robert Barnes. But it deserves to be driven across the web. Now, look, NewsWars.com isn't censored and blocked by the little bots at Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube like InfoWars.com does. So, yeah, InfoWars gets attention. People see it. They tend to click on it, but it gets banned. NewsWars.com for now isn't. So go to NewsWars.com, 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 and get the article with the video and hammer it out there. And then as soon as I get off air here in a little while, when the fourth hour starts, we're going to go get the whole interview and put it up. It's powerful. And then there's the whole big hedge fund guy that found out about pedophilia in L.A., exposed it. He's been proven right. That huge interview. I mean, I'm not bragging here. I can't believe how we are directly over the zeitgeist on a daily basis here at InfoWars, and how it is your support of the transmission that makes all of this possible. So I'm just very, 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 very lucky to be here. I'm very, very blessed to be on air. And I just want to thank all of you for what you've done over the years. Because, listen, sometimes I'm a train wreck and I'm out of control, and I know I am. But you know what? I love God. I love justice. And I hate devil worshipers and pedophiles and scumbags. And I'm ready to wage war on them. And I'm ready to take them on. And I'm ready to beat them with your support. And that said, I have not come to grips with how I'm supposed to announce this. And then that's how I always say this is coming up, and I announce it right there. But I need to really think about this and look at it carefully before I make the announcement, because I'm not quite sure what's happening or what we should do. But we're not going to be able to expand. And if we're not expanding, that means we're contracting. And then I look up and I say, I haven't cut new ads in weeks. I don't promote the products we've got. So it's my fault. But at the same time, I just want to cover news. I just need everybody listening to understand this is history happening, and if you don't go buy the products, and if you don't routinely buy them, sign up for AutoShip to get fluoride-free toothpaste that's concentrated, 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine, and if you don't get our new turbo force that's beyond any energy drink you've ever had, and it's healthy with all the trace elements and minerals and vitamin C and the amino acids and the organic caffeine stimulants. It's incredible. Turbo force, 33% off out of the gate. If you don't go get the products, the best fish oil for adults, the best fish oil for kids, honor roll. If you don't get the very best, it's the best. I go out to top firms and say, I want to go above the top brand in the country. And they go, what, 1% so you can say that? No, 50% above them. Well, that won't fit in the capsule. Okay, we're 20% above the very best. And we're lower price. That's our body's turmeric. Our fish oil, the best, the cleanest, the best, the cleanest, at a price lower than they sell Jeff Bezos at the damn Whole Foods. I'll tell you again, my job would be a lot easier if I didn't spend my time, and I'm not bitching here, scrounging around for money. But you can sure as hell see that we're in the fight for our lives. So you've all been committed to us, and you bought a ton of great product that you love, average 5.8 star on third-party review sites. But if I don't get up here and explain to people that it's do or die, people don't take action, don't get the product. So here's what it comes down to. I don't want to cancel some of the shows we've already have. And I sure as hell don't want to start curtailing how many reporters we have. We need more reporters. We had 4 for the Women's March. We reached 20 million people in views. We had showed what monstrous demons the left are. 20 damn million views. Normally, for a major sitcom that hasn't many views, you'd have a budget of $5 million, profit $10 million an episode. They make $15 million off 20 million views. You know how much money we made off 20 million views with our auxiliary reporters on their own sites? Zero. I pay for the planes, the hotels, the cameras, the legal, the insurance, and I'm not complaining. But you know what? It's about the mission to get the views to win the war against the pedophile globalists. We've got a couple reporters in California. They covered stuff, got massive attention. I need 20 more reporters. We've got a reporter covering Davos right now. That reporter needs his own show out of Europe. I don't have board operators and people to run it. And I'm not complaining. I've got big plans. The enemy knows it. But I need money. All my assets is enough to run this place for 3 months. Again, I don't want the private jet airplane. I don't want the big mansions. I want to see the globalists in prison, and I want to see them not teaching 5-year-olds how to put dresses on as little boys, and I want to defeat this whole thing, but I need cold, hard cash from a barrelhead, and I need you to commit and say, I'm not giving money to the candy-ass church down the street that doesn't say anything about unborn babies and doesn't say anything about sexualization of children or world government. I'm going to tithe every month to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm going to get products I need. I'm going to get things that are good. Get buy books monthly. Buy videos monthly. After you're done watching them, donate them to the library. Hundreds will see it. Get the fish oil you need for your brain, your heart, your liver. Get it for your children. If you're in the military or law enforcement or want to work out hard or just want that turbo force energy, turbo force. There's nothing like it. It will be the number one next level energy drink, healthy alternative in the world if you just try it. Just like, it's simple. Other corporations don't do that. They go, we're going to put it all in marketing, have a bunch of girls in swimsuits and NFL players say it's great, and then it's a bunch of crap. This is the best. This is Turbo Force. That's not in competition with Brain Force. It's a nootropic with a little bit of energy. Knocks people's socks off because you never have the nootropic with the energy. This is everything with the nootropic and the energy. And quite frankly, most people should take a quarter to a half packet of it because I wanted to have the biggest, meanest, baddest thing out there that's healthy and clean, and it's just too damn Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, it is just fire-breathing, amazing. So we did it again, thanks to the good Lord and the commitment to do it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then, in the next few hours, all those big interviews from today that are game changers, thanks to this great crew and our guests, are going up on the site. And it's a contest between our wills, Soros' will and your will. InfoWars is only a focal point. But if you focus on what we're doing and pray for us, we pray for you. We're together and we're unstoppable.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.